Hello, Anderson.
Hi, Travis. It's Needy with Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, good.
Awesome, awesome. It's time for your client interview. Is this a good time for you still?
Yeah, how long do you think it'll take?
I'm going to say 40 minutes. I'm going to say 40 minutes. Okay? So just to let you know, you were lucky enough to have one of my favorites. Her name is Nikki. She's going to walk you through everything, answer any questions that you have. I always like to let you know that the call is recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. So before I bring her on the call to introduce her, do you have any other questions for me?
No, I was filling out the Google thing last night, but I
okay.
I had to get my this morning. I had to go get updated insurance.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so
I haven't
submitted that yet, sir.
Okay, yeah. As soon as you get the updated insurance, then submit it, okay? And we'll take note of that. No worries. Nikki, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. Hi, Nikki. So I have Travis here on the call with us. So I don't know if you heard, he's just waiting on his updated certificate of liability insurance so that way he can upload it with the application. Okay,
gotcha.
Well, Travis, I have Nikki here. You are in great hands, and I hope you guys have a wonderful day, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Nikki.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, Travis. Thank you so much for making time. So, yep, this is Nikki. I'm going to do your interview right now. So I'm going to ask you quite a lot of questions so we can set it up your account. And first of all, I want to thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So go with today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so your team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. The second, we'll define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. So it seems to you, Travis, that you already signed the terms and conditions and you're done setting up the secret question with Nate Bean. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying the business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here. Your business name is called TA Quality Construction, correct?
Yep.
And the address that I have on here, we have 5201 43rd Avenue, Northeast Bismarck, North Dakota, 58503.
That's correct.
And is this a home address or an office location?
It's both, I guess. It's my home address, but I also, I don't have an office. So that's, just use part of one room as office.
Gotcha. All right. I'll let it here. And are you licensed? I heard that you are processing your insurance, so you're getting it this morning, right?
Yes, I have a Class A license, contractor
right.
license.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll note it here. Then will you be able to read to me your business license number and expiration date? Just let me know if it's not handy.
For the insurance or for?
For your business license.
Like the issued from the state?
Yep. When you register your business at the state, do they require you the license or no?
Yes.
Okay. And if you do have the license number and expiration date, that would be very helpful for me.
Let me see if I can find that.
But if it's not handy, just let me know. Anyways, you will send it to us through email, right?
Let's see. Yeah. Okay, let's get this liability insurance. I guess I don't have that, but I did.
Okay.
Oh, I don't have, my license number. I can't find it. They stopped printing out all that info. So like I have to look it up and then print it out myself and everything. So I don't have that number handy.
That's
but
okay.
I,
okay. I'll notify then that your license and your insurance on the way, but it's not handy. Anyways, we sent you an email where you'll be providing us documents for your Google business profile, so you can also send your business license there, okay?
Sure, I'm just looking over my insurance to see if maybe the no, that's the policy number.
Okay.
Certificate number. Yeah. Probably not. I'll have to look that up. So. Yeah. Guess I don't have that one, Timothy. All right. So what else do you need?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's okay. I'm just going to note it here. And let me see. Are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Will Google have the rewards verified addresses with better local rankings? Are you okay to share your address online, or do you want to hide it?
It's fine. It can be on there.
Okay, so we can share that. And, well, we will go over a few options to see if it's a good fit to display your address. Will Google fully support hybrid addresses, meaning the ones that are home and shop? Home addresses aren't really allowed by Google, but we can still do this, okay? And I just want to make sure, Travis, can you receive mail at this address?
Yep.
Okay, and later in the call, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 701-400-7253?
Correct.
Okay. And I just want to make sure that I got here your correct email address. That's fivewalleyes@gmail.com.
Yep, that's right.
All right. And do you already have a business website?
My son is working on it. He does have it, but I don't I'm still working on getting that information.
Okay. So he is working on your website. Can you provide me your domain name?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the taquality.com.
It's taquality.com. Let me just pull it up real quick. All right. And, yep, I actually see it here. So that means to say, I'm actually going to offer you if you would like us to create a new layout for your website, we can actually do that. Or would you like your, I'll just note it here that your son is working on your website. Just let me know.
I guess it'd probably be, I think it's okay. You guys don't need to make a website for me. I think my son will be able to finish it off here in the next
week. Okay, so we're going to promote your website as is, right?
Yep.
Okay, so that's taquality.com.
Correct.
All right, thank you so much for that, Travis. And let me go ahead here, since you will promote your website as is. Now let's set up your call tracking. So call tracking is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So let me just pull it up, Travis, and see the number that my team set up for you. Let me know if you are okay with this phone number so we can finalize this, okay? So we have 701-365-3365. Are you okay with this phone number?
Yeah, but I'm not exactly sure what that number does.
Okay. So this number, Travis, is going to be the number that we will be promoting online. So basically, your potential clients will call this number, but all the calls will still go directly to the number that ends with 7253. So the call tracking number is endorsed by Google itself. So this is the tool that will help you track lead and filter out spam. So that means to say, you will be able to track your leads on your dashboard or through your local Splash app.
Is that something I can opt in for later on? Can I just have them still just call my 400 number, or do I have to do that?
We actually highly suggest for you to do this. Are you not comfortable with having a call tracking number?
I guess I've never had one before, so it's all new to me. Okay. So I just, I understand the ability to track it, but if that's something I can do later on, I'd rather do it later on.
Actually, if you are, if your concern is also for your old clients, for the new number that you have, people can still call you with a 7253. The thing about the call tracking is it is targeting new markets for you.
Yeah, I get that. I understand that. But, mm-hmm. I'm pretty small, so I don't think it's like if I had 10 employees, I could see where that'd be a bigger concern. But right now, that's not that big a deal to me.
So you are thinking of setting up a call tracking number, but not right now, correct?
If that's possible, if I can choose to do that later, I think I would do that later. But if I can just simplify for now and not have to, for the first month or two or whatever, if I can opt into that later, I think I'd rather do that.
Gotcha. But I'll have to ask Nadine if that would be possible for your call tracking number to be set up later on. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I put you on hold for a moment?
Sure.
Okay, just one moment here. All right. I just left a message to Nadine, and if ever I hear some response from her, I will let you know, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right. And let's just go ahead and continue. And are you familiar with Google Workspace?
Not really, no.
Okay. So Google Workspace, Travis, allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents in your own domain. So you already have a domain name, the one that you just mentioned earlier, the taquality.com. And with Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant credibility. For example, you can have an email that says travis@taquality.com or info@office@taquality.com. So that would build immediate trust with prospects and enable your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. So we do have a starting price of $19 per month per user. Is that a step that you'd like to add to your growth toolkit?
No, I don't think so.
All right, that's okay. We can skip that for now. And if ever you wanted to add it anytime, if you would be interested, you can always give us a call with regards to that. All right. And now we are going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here, I just wanted to verify that you do provide roofing services or some general contractor.
Yep.
Okay. So what's the number one service that you want to win? Like, which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
Probably like garages.
Mm-hmm. Garage.
Yep.
Like, what type of specific service for garage? Like, garage.
Like a new construction, like detached okay. New construction garage. Like building.
Garage building?
Garage construction.
Okay. Garage building or like garage construction. But let me ask you.
Can we do can we do like garage slash shop? You know, like people shops and stuff. Or would that be maybe a separate one?
Let me go ahead and check the best keyword for you. Like they will be able to shop on your, let me see. Like do you sell some products?
No. Not shopping shop. Like a workshop shop.
Oh, okay.
Like a pole building or, you know,
yeah,
like a.
Shop. Let me just go. So you mean like a garage slash shop building?
Correct.
Okay. For that, I'm going to go ahead and separate it for you just to make sure that it will pop up, okay? So aside from putting some slash on it, let's just work with garage building and shop building. So let me just note that here. But let me ask you, Travis, do you want it to be found first with a keyword garage building or general contractor?
That's a good question. Probably like the very first one, I would say, let's see, let me look at my business card. Like new construction, or instead of contracting, or instead of contractor. So I see on my business card, I've got new home construction, garages, roofing, siding, and windows is what I have on my business card, which pretty much covers most of what I would like to do.
Okay, so you do new home construction, siding, and roofing.
Yeah, new home construction, garages, roofing, siding, and windows.
Okay. So actually, So I can actually add these keywords for you, but I just want to know if you wanted to have general contractor as your, you wanted to be found first as a general contractor.
Probably not.
Okay. So do you want it to be found first with the keyword garage building?
Yes.
Okay. So let me go ahead and have this for you. Let's have garage building. And you mentioned about new home construction, right? So I'm going to add new home builder for your keyword.
Yep.
Would that be okay? Okay. So I've actually tried to pull up the top performing keywords for you, Travis, so I can help with your Google Business Profile. So let me see. For siding and roofing, can you provide me the specific service for this? It's like siding construction or building?
I think just the word siding should be enough.
Actually, if you're going to put just siding, it might not be helpful for the services for you. So,
Do the more things that I put in, is that going to affect the cost at all that I pay?
No. No, this is for your Google Business Profile and the keyword. So when your clients are going to search for this, your business will pop up. And it's very helpful if there's specific service for it. So this is how Google algorithm works, actually. So I was actually trying to pull up with the general contractor since most of your service falls into that Google category.
Yeah,
but
that'd
since
be fine.
You're not, okay. So... let me see. I'm going to go ahead and read a few keywords for you. Let me know if you want to add this, if you do this service, okay? So I do have general contracting services. We have home renovation contractor, remodeling contractor. We also have renovation services. We have the new home builder, custom home builder, design build contractor. We have building contractor. And we also have design construction company. Are you okay with these keywords?
Yep.
Okay. But let me see. I wanted to add specific keywords, the one that you have mentioned. So the siding, roofing, and windows. So what do you want me to have the specific keywords for this? Like, is it going to be building, like roof, or what services do you do for roofing? Like, for example, I do have here, I'm trying to pull up roofing. They do roof repair, roof replacement, insulation.
I would just say residential roofing would be covered.
Let's just do residential roofing. Is it going to be residential roofing, residential windows, or no? I think it doesn't really look,
just the roofing part.
Okay, just the roofing part. For the windows, what's going to be the specific service for this? Insulation?
You said for the siding?
Sidings and windows.
Yeah. I would just say new siding or new windows. Just it's kind of self-explanatory, I guess, for people who are looking, you know, window installation. The siding and window installation, I guess.
That is actually the keywords that we're looking for. Siding installation, windows installation, okay? Because just putting sidings and windows might hurt your algorithm, so let's work with installation. All right, so I have here garage building, shop building, new home construction, siding installation, residential roofing, windows installation, new home builder, home renovation contractor, remodeling contractor, renovation services, new home builder, custom home builder, design build contractor, construction company, and building contractor. And do you have any other keywords or services that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
Yes, decks.
Decks, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be deck building, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and put it here. Okay, any other keywords or services?
I suppose one more, bathroom remodel.
Oh, yep, that's a good keyword. So we do have here bathroom. Do you also do kitchen remodeling?
Yes.
Okay, so let's add that. It's bathroom remodeling and kitchen remodeling. Do you have any other services?
I better stop there.
Okay. Anyways, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over, Travis. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, you can reply to my email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. So, let me just see. Okay. All right. And here, just here from Nadine from our team, that it's okay to proceed right now with no call tracking number yet. So if you want to add it on a month or in the next few months, then that would be okay. Okay?
Okay. Yes, perfect.
All right. So let me go ahead here. So now, Travis, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
I've been in business since 1999, so I'd like to have that.
Mm-hmm. So the business started since 1999, and how many years of experience do you have?
Oh, gosh. I'd say my dad is a contractor. I started helping him when I was 12, and I'm 52 now, so that's 40 years. So I guess you could put 35-plus years of experience.
All right. So that years of experience sets you apart from your competitors. I'm going to note it here. And do you offer free estimates?
Yes.
Okay. And is this a family-owned business?
Yes.
Okay. Is this locally owned and operated?
Yes.
Sounds great. This is a very good description to start. And do you have a mission statement?
I used to have one on my old business cards. What does it say? Something like, we take the time to do it right.
We take the time to do it right. So I think that is your tagline.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right. Yeah.
So we can have that as your tagline or your slogan. So we take the time to do it right. For your mission statement, I actually prepared a list for you. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Okay, so I got it here, Travis, at TA Quality Construction. We strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We also have here at TA Quality Construction, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. The third one is at TA Quality Construction. We provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. And the last one is a TA Quality Construction. We build on a tradition of trust through dedication, collaboration, customer satisfaction, and value creation.
Gosh, I think either the second or third one is, they're all pretty good, but probably the third one.
The third one. So we have here a TA Quality Construction. We provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. So I'm going to have this for your mission statement. And the business started since 1999. I already noted that. And how many people work with your company?
Right now it's just me and my son.
Okay, so we have here two. All right. And do you work with residential, commercial, or you do both?
Primarily residential, so we'll just stick with that.
Gotcha, just residential. And I just want to confirm that I got here your correct hours of operation. This says from Monday through Saturdays, is it 7 a.m. to 6, and on Sundays, you're closed.
Correct.
Okay, and what types of payment do you accept?
Just cash or check. I don't have credit card capabilities yet. So.
Mm-hmm. So let's have cash and checks. So now that we have your business information, Travis, you do have two options. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from top channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And that is the best option that we offer. The second option, Travis, is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100 plus directories, but I don't recommend you the second option because blanketing 100 of directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. So you'll appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So which option do you prefer?
The first one.
Let's work with the first one. Okay. And now let's cover your Google business profile, your key asset for booking high-value jobs. So I see it here that your business is located in Bismarck, North Dakota. So for this, Travis, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? And again, I would like to give my suggestion because, of course, I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google business profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if you focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes. Do you think we could work on that?
Yeah.
And it should be under 2 hours driving distance so that your Google business profile will not get suspended, okay?
Sure.
All right. So can you provide me your target cities or zip codes?
I have to look up the zip codes. The cities are, well, Bismarck and Mandan,
mm-hmm.
and Lincoln,
mm-hmm.
and then do Dickinson,
okay,
and Minot.
Okay, I got here Bismarck, Mandan, Lincoln, Dickinson, and Minot.
Correct.
Thank you for this. And do you know if you have a Google business profile?
I'm pretty sure I don't.
Yep. Actually, Travis, before I try to call you, I did a few research because I want to make sure that you don't have any duplicates for your Google business profile. Okay? So I didn't see any Google business profile under your business name, so that's nothing to worry. We will create and optimize it for you. Okay? So, Google will require one or two verifications and chooses the verification method. It's either video, phone, email, or postcard, and your assistant is essential for success. So most commonly, you'll verify with a short video tour. You show your location, signage, equipment, and proof of management. And we will send specific instructions to make this quick and easy. So you mentioned earlier that you do have a business card, right?
Yes.
Okay, because that will greatly improve your chances of success with video verification, especially if you're a service area business. And in the unlikely event that the postcard method is used, you will receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address that you gave me earlier. You can reach out to us with a code or rent to it yourself on the client dashboard. If you have any troubles with video verification, you can shorten the length of the video and we recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, Travis, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the quality on your phone if the video file is too large. But please make sure that you are in a location with a stable internet connection so that there will be no interruptions. All right. And also,
is that required or is there, because you said a lot of different ways, can I do it by email or do I have to do a video?
Actually, since Google will be the one who's going to ask for the verification, most specifically, Travis, they will ask for the requirements, the one that we just sent you the email, pictures needed for Google verification, and later on, they will actually ask for the video verification if the pictures wouldn't go through. So that's what happens most of the time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, if you're having troubles or errors when it comes to the video verification, my team will actually reach out to you to assist you, okay?
Yeah, so what do I have to do to, where do I log on to do all that?
Okay, so you will receive an email from our team with specific instructions once everything will be set up, okay?
Oh, okay, perfect. Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. And as I have mentioned, we just sent you an email that says, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So can you please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible? Your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, and we will be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed. All right. And also, Travis, one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like us to go ahead and activate this for your business with no extra cost?
Sure.
All right. Because I wanted you to maximize what we offer, especially that it is helpful with the optimization of your Google business profile. Anyways, Travis, if you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit or delete it through your dashboard. All right. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
No.
Okay, so if you don't have a Yelp page yet, that's nothing to worry. We can create a brand new Yelp page for your business, but you need to have a call tracking number with us for us to be able to complete the Yelp page creation. And since we will not be setting up any call tracking for now, you can create a basic Yelp page and add us as an admin so we can optimize. Or in the next month, if you want to add your call tracking, let us know if you want us to create a Yelp page for you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I can send you an email for that on how to add us as an admin, just in case you wanted to create the Yelp page yourself.
Sure.
Let me just go ahead and send you an email for that. And let's talk about your Facebook business page. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Actually, Travis, having a Facebook business page is a required first step for Facebook ads and digital marketing. You just need to set up a basic page, just add the business name and the category, and we will take care of the rest. I can also send you instructions for this. And
yeah, I'm gonna need these. I'm definitely gonna need instructions for everything that you're talking about doing. So yeah,
okay.
And all the information you. send all the info that you can to me.
Gotcha. All right. This will also set as a reminder. I'm going to send you an email. So when you check on the email once we're done, you will know the things that we will need from you. So I'm sending you an email that says, actually, to create your Facebook business page. The reason why we wanted you to be the one who will create the Facebook business page, Travis, is for you to have full ownership. Okay? So I also see it here that you have a Facebook ad as part of your package, right?
I believe so.
Yep, you actually have a very good package for that, Travis. And since you do have Facebook ads included in your strategy, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team to handle this?
I guess he, is it at no cost?
No, there's no cost if you want a creative team to handle it for you.
Okay, and what kind of stuff are they going to do for handling that?
So for this, since you can't provide any specific photos or messaging for their ad campaign, our team will create it for you, and if ever you have concerns, if there's any revisions that you would like, you can let us know.
Okay, and you're talking from a website?
Oh, we're talking about your Facebook ad.
Okay, that's Okay.
All right. So since for your website, we will only be promoting it as is. So that means to say you will not be able to do any changes to your website. Okay?
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So whatever you could change. Uh-huh.
Yeah, maybe go ahead and do the Facebook part. That's one less thing that I'd have to do then.
Gotcha. All right. So I'll note it here then that we will have the creative team handle it. And I do understand that your son creates the website for you, right? And just in case that you want us to create a new layout, if ever you'd be interested, let us know. There's no additional cost for that.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. All right. And for your Facebook ads, there's three lead response methods, but you can only choose one, okay? So there's form fill, calls, and Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, Travis, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, and these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the lead tab. So we actually recommend the form fill for your Facebook ads, Travis, because it will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. The other options are calls or Facebook Messenger, but most of our clients running successful campaigns are using form fill. So which one would you like to use?
I'm not sure. What's the most popular?
Are you comfortable with direct calls? But I actually don't recommend the Facebook Messenger. It could either be calls or form fill, but what works
calls or texts, yeah.
Okay. Oh, calls or texts. Actually, with the form fill, you will receive an email and SMS in real time where you can call them back.
Oh, okay.
So it's gonna
be through my email that I'll get all these alerts?
Yeah, you will get through alerts through email and SMS if you choose form fill.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
Yep.
Okay, this is actually highly recommended from our Facebook team. That's why I also recommend it to you. So let's work with the form fill for your ads. And I see that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Will Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google, exactly when and where prospects look for your services? So you only pay for true demand when someone clicks. The investing here, Travis, can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. If you would be interested, you can always add this anytime. We do have a $300 campaign to maximize results, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I do see this is a very good package. I mean, this is a very good product that you have. So you have Google Verified, right? So we sent you an email that says, let me just get to here if you have already received that. So we sent you an email that says Google Verified campaign begins, TA quality construction. Have you checked that email? And because it is important for you to fill it in as soon as possible.
Okay, is that something you just sent or no?
I see that Nate Dean sent it to you on the 9th of March.
Oh, okay. That's like the 25 question Google background
testing. Yes, that's it. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I filled it out last night except for one part about my insurance, and I have that information now. I had to get that this morning. So
amazing. All right. That sounds good. I will let your account manager know, okay? Anyways, you do have an account manager. And let me just see here. I just wanted to confirm also, Travis, that the category that you have chosen, though Nadine left a note for me that the categories that you have chosen in your Google Verified is roofer or general contractor. Are we going to change this or just let me know?
Yeah, that sounds good. I mean.
Okay, that's either roofer or general contractor, right?
Either or?
Yep, it's actually roofer slash general contractor.
I would say
general contractor?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and have it here. That's general contractor. Okay. And our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out if needed?
Probably better check back.
Okay. So if you have concerns, can we call you anytime?
Sure.
Okay. And do you have a logo?
Yeah, my son just made one.
All right. So if you do have a logo, please send it to us so we can use it for the marketing campaign, okay? Or you can upload them to your dashboard, whichever is convenient for you. So now, Travis, you will see several important emails from us soon. First, review your keywords list and let us know if you want to add or adjust, justify to the message. And if you have photos, videos, and the logo, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images, so through submissions or low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Sure.
Okay. And your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility and complaint progress from anywhere and any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online complaint will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates if your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering necessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly to your local staff, okay?
All right.
And of course, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. That's going to be the same day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say at noon.
At noon, okay. So 3 weeks from now, that's going to be on the 1st of April. Are you okay with that? Or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
No, that'd be fine.
Okay. So you want to do it noon. I'm going to go ahead and check if we have available schedule for that. Okay, just one moment so I can add you to the calendar invite and block you that schedule. Okay, so let's do 12, that's noon, let me just check the calendar real quick. Okay, so yep, I can go ahead and add you to that schedule, that's 12 your time, right?
Great, correct.
Okay, mm-hmm. Anyways, you will receive a calendar invite to this. Okay. And you are assigned to a dedicated account manager for ongoing strategy and support. Her name is Maria. I'm going to go ahead and bring her into the call so that she can introduce herself, okay? Let me bring your account manager real quick. Just one moment.
Hi, yep.
Yes, sir. This is Emma, and I would just like to personally introduce myself. So I'm going to be your primary point of contact, your AM manager. So if in case you have questions or concerns regarding your account, then you can definitely reach out to me directly. You can either send me an email or a text message, or you can call us back. For as long as I'm available, your call will be routed to me, okay?
Yep.
All right. So, yes, sir, do you have any questions for me?
Not right now.
All right. Well, I'll leave it to you, Mickey. Thank you so much for both of your time. You stay safe. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks, Maria. Bye-bye. All right, so yep, she is your account manager, Maria. She will be a single point of contact, Travis, for all the future campaign discussions and questions. So she's so good at her job that she's doing, so you won't have any worries to that. She will be able to help you all throughout, okay?
All right.
All right, and this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much, Travis, for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
Nope.
Okay, and also, Travis, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we'll adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-635. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. That's Monday through Friday. We are also available by email, SMS, or chat. So please feel free to call us back if we are here to help. If you can answer right away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your email and text for status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward to helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, Travis, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
Nope. You guys are very thorough. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time, Travis. Enjoy the rest of the day and take care always, okay?
Yep, you too. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.